Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Well, I've had 2 weeks off, and I've been traveling, coming back home, and you could say that I crash-landed because I got home, and after a day of being at home, I got very ill. I had a kind of sore throat, and I did a very good thing that I was taught in Germany, actually, to wrap a scarf around my neck. So I laid in bed and wrapped a scarf around my neck for about 5 days and watched a lot of movies. And so I apologize for not having the shows. But today we are going to have a real treat because Dieter Leisewein has consented to be interviewed. And I'm really excited. And we have a long-time relationship, actually, Dieter and I, because he is the man who helps me put the shows up online every week and keeps me on the straight and narrow and reminds me when I don't have a show. And he's involved in a group called Pro Reiki, which I have heard about over the last year and a half. And I've been very, very interested in finding out more about this group because, as you know, I used to spend a lot of time in Germany in the 1980s and 1990s. And in the last 10 or 15 years, I've hardly been there, and I really miss it because, I don't know, maybe it was a past life or maybe it was just because this is the first place I went to teach Reiki in Europe or who knows. But I feel very connected to Germany and the German community. I'm just so grateful for because they really taught me a lot about being a master, about communications, and about money. So thank you, Germany. So Dieter, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for being interviewed.
Hello, Phyllis. I'm very glad to be interviewed today.
Great. And it means that we'll have a show this week, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, really. A common show.
Yeah, and I really have been wanting to connect with the Pro Reiki organization. So it's wonderful to do this, and I hope that I will be able to interview Isabella also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start, as we usually do, with your Reiki story. I'm really intrigued about where you met Reiki, how it fit into your life, and what your path has been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, meanwhile, Pro Reiki is one of the biggest part of my Reiki story, but the Reiki story started in 2002. At this time, I was 47 years old. I had 3 children with the age of 25, 22, and 17.
Wow.
In Leipzig, had a job in the Siemens management in technical communication, technical services, and lived in a house there. And it seemed to be everything okay, but inside me, I was looking for someone I couldn't describe at this time. I was missing. And in this year, 2002, my daughter, Anya, my oldest daughter, had a flyer for me. On this flyer was described Qigong, Tai Chi, and Reiki. And I read this flyer and thought, okay, this Reiki sounds very good. I can go there. I have to lay down and we'll get something for me and have nothing to do. So I made an appointment with this woman. This was Petra Lux, my first Reiki teacher for the first and second degree later on.
Uh-huh.
And I went there and got the Reiki treatment from her. And it was a very, a great experience for me. I felt relaxed. I felt energetically after this, and something was. I got something I couldn't describe, but I felt this was good for me, and so I decided, together with my wife Regina at this time to get more information. We went to a Reiki meeting there. Peter Lux offered this open meetings every month, and we went there. And in October 2002, I went to her to the first degree course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. I was the only man with 15 women.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's something you kind of have to get used to in the Reiki world, huh?
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. But later on, my first student was a man.
Ah, great.
I started to give courses myself. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. But, from this time on, my life changed more and more. And the first step of change was that I, separated from Regina and my family. I left this house. I moved to a small flat in Leipzig, to live there. And, in 2003, one year later, I decided to, go to the second degree course. To Petra Lux again, and I was the only man with 13 women. And in this time, I also felt that this management job at Siemens was not the right place for me. This was a feeling starting around 2000. Reiki showed me more and more that this will not my right place for the next years. And so I came to the decision I will terminate my job there.
Yeah.
I did this in 2005. And end of 2004, I started the master training already. I wanted to have a man as a teacher, not a woman. So I went to Berlin to Josef Leers, the first part of my master training. And I did it in two steps with this degree 3A, the master degree, and 3B, the teacher degree. And I finished this in March 2005. This was an exciting situation. I came back to Peter Lux, my Leipzig Reiki teacher. I went to Qigong courses, to Qigong classes in her center, and told her, wow, now I'm Reiki teacher, and I know you have a Reiki first degree course at the next weekend. May I help you? And she said, okay, I'm happy. This is such a big group. You can help me to do the initiations. And let's meet to talk about and to organize it. But first, please show me what is the procedure for the initiation you learned. And I started to show her, and she told me, no, this is not my procedure.
Hmm.
So I was confused. We both were confused.
Right, big question mark.
Sitting down and, oh, what happened here? And I was sure my teacher was a really, really honest person, and I hadn't any doubt about his Reiki training I got there. But there was something wrong in any way, and I started to analyze what can be wrong there. And I got the information that there was somebody in his lineage who changed this procedure, or not changed it. It was their own procedure. His own procedure. There was a man in his lineage who created his own procedure. So I was very confused, and I thought, no, I cannot work with this procedure when I will get students in my courses. I cannot do it. And in parallel, at this time, I terminated my job at Siemens. I moved my flat to another region where I live now, in Brandenburg, Neuruppin. And then started to analyze, what is the reason? What can I do to get the right procedure for this initiations? And then I got in contact with Frank Ajava Petter, and he told me, okay, I know this man, he's my brother, and I know that he created his own procedure. And I tell you, if you really want to have students, you should do another master training. Do it once more for your own development and also to be clear with your students. And so I went to him in April 2006 and did the master training again. And after this training, I was sure, okay, this procedure is right. This fits to me. I feel very sure with this procedure. And so in 2006, in June 2006, I started my first course with one man, not a woman. And yeah, this was the beginning of my Reiki story, my own Reiki teachings. Yeah, later on, I got in contact with Oliver Klatt and went to him to be a guest on his first and second degree courses to learn something more. And yeah, this Oliver also started the story of Pro Reiki. I think he and Angela Zellner, they are the main persons who created this idea.
Uh-huh.
And Oliver asked me, end of 2009, was this Angela Zellner will invite some persons to create a professional Reiki association. And are you willing to come with me to go there to meet them and to talk about how can this be, how can this do, what do we have to do, and all these things? And oh, I think, okay, that's interesting for me. And so I went together with Oliver to Angela Zellner in January 2010. This was the first meeting. At this time, we didn't know that we will call this association Pro Reiki, but we knew, okay, we want to establish such a professional Reiki organization and Reiki association in Germany. And this was a meeting with 8 people. Angela was one of them, Isabella was there, Oliver was there, and some other people. And it was a very inspiring meeting. We spent 2 days there to collect ideas, to collect the first descriptions of this association, as well as what are our, let me say, basic requirements, what people, what Reiki practitioners do we want to invite to this association? What are our basics and what are our no-goes? This association. This was created in this very first meeting in January 2010. And then we talked about who shall be part of this foundation team. And then I think in April 2010 was the second meeting with 20 people already. We went to Gersfeld for the second meeting. You know, Gersfeld is the secret Reiki capital of Germany.
Exactly.
And that's why we decided also to choose Gersfeld as the location where our association is registered.
Oh, interesting. Good. Yeah.
So we did, I think, 2 meetings in Gersfeld. We did 2 more meetings in Walter Lübeck's center in Hameln. And for me, it was very inspiring, very impressive. When we met, 20 people met. And I knew meetings with 10 persons or with 15 persons or with 20 persons from Siemens with a lot of ego discussions, with a lot of argumentation, back and forward and so. And in these meetings, it was very impressive for me. If one person had to tell something, all the other 19 were very quiet, were listening with respect. Even if we had other meanings, or even if we had also very intensive discussions, but if one person had to tell something, the other 19 were quiet and listened. And if this person has ended, the next one could speak. And this was very impressive for me. And I had the feeling, okay, there's support, not also in this group of 20 people, there's support from all the Reiki energy at all. At the beginning of our meetings, we ask Mika Usui, we ask Hayashi, we ask Mrs. Takata, we ask Phyllis Forimoto for support. And this support we could feel every time when we met there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
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 So can I interrupt you a little bit?
Okay.
I just have to go back a little bit. So can you tell me how you came up with your name? I think it's a longer name than Pro Reiki, the really official name, right?
Yeah.
But Pro Reiki is like the short name.
Pro Reiki is a short name. We choose this short name because of two meanings. Pro Reiki, pro is a German word for. We want to get more information. We go to more acceptance for Reiki. And pro is also the short word for professional.
Right.
We want to have a professional Reiki association, what invites the Reiki practitioners who practice Reiki full-time or part-time and to come to us and get support. So this is our goal. And the full name is Pro Reiki, der Berufsverband. And this means Pro Reiki, the professional Reiki association.
So can you talk to me a little bit about what you mean by professional Reiki? Because I'll give you a little background why I asked this. Because language is a very interesting thing, and we, of course, all of us in our own language groups have these filters that we use, and sometimes this word professional, when I talk about it in a Reiki group, sometimes I just feel this wall of resistance come up, because professionalism tends to mean something like distant and cold and a lot of different feelings that people don't associate with Reiki. And then there is this process for me in myself of always having called what I teach folk art, which for me means something that comes from our human existence and becomes a way of life. So that's the art part, is because it gets integrated into my daily life and becomes a part of my living. So when we talk about professional, you know, when we hear the word professional in relationship to the word Reiki, it's important to know, and I would assume this, but I need to hear it from you, that you're not separating yourself, but perhaps putting a light on a different aspect of the practice of Reiki.
Okay. This was a big part of our discussions in the foundation time. As I mentioned, the first meeting was in January 2010, and the official foundation was in July 2011. So we took 1.5 years to establish all these things and to give enough space for all discussions we had to do in preparation. And our goal is to get more acceptance in the society, to get more acceptance for Reiki in authorities what are responsible for health and for politics and so.
Uh-huh.
In Germany, there is a big basic bylaws for association at all.
Right.
And there are professional associations for doctors. There are professional associations for lawyers. There are professional associations for teachers. There are professional associations for yoga and all these things. And this form of coming together in such an association is very common in German.
Mm.
And also this word professional organization means there is an association who is especially inviting special professions. And our goal is also to get an acceptance for the profession Reiki practitioner, Reiki teacher. Our goal is to get an acceptance for this profession, Reiki. This doesn't mean that we want to occupy all the Reiki practitioners or we want to occupy Reiki. We really don't want to occupy Reiki, but we want to say Reiki is a very powerful tool. Reiki is a very powerful energy in a lot of, there are a lot of possibilities to help people.
Uh-huh.
And we want to establish a basic in the German society, which can support all people who want to cooperate with health authorities, who want mm-hmm. to cooperate with some coaches, who want to cooperate with whatever. And for this, we want to establish a basis, and we want to invite people who are willing to live this profession. I'm a Reiki teacher, I'm a Reiki practitioner. That's why we choose the word professional.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this answers your question fully or not.
Yes, I think that's very good. And it brings to mind another question that I had. I heard in my, unfortunately, because I haven't been in Germany, it's not really firsthand, but I heard at some point a few years ago that there was some kind of, I believe it was a lawsuit, like an actual court ruling, that put Reiki into a category that was non-medical, but created Reiki to, I mean, put Reiki into a place of being, let's see if I can think of the right word, a spiritual practice or a spiritual healing,
mm-hmm.
healing? Is that, am I getting someplace accurate? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah? Okay. Can you clarify this? Because obviously I'm not clear, but I'm interested to know what the effect has, what your pro-Reiki group, how you put that into the equation, the ruling mm-hmm. by the courts.
Most probably you know that there is a loyal basic to practice Reiki since the year 2004 in Germany. Our highest law and authority, the Bundesverfassungsgericht, had a decision that everybody can heal by his hands without the need to have a medical education,
uh-huh.
With some restrictions. He is not allowed to do diagnosis and
right.
Some things more, but this is a basic for spiritual healing. And we want to establish Reiki as a spiritual healing method. And we will want to get accepted Reiki as a spiritual healing method there is no need to have a medical education, and also not this German word Heilpraktiker. I don't know if it's an English word for. And these are the two existing educations what are accepted in the society. And the third one, this spiritual healing, we want to use as we want to be a part of this with Reiki, with Pro Reiki.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I found this ruling very exciting, because I don't know what effect it will have on the whole of the EU, but I understand that Reiki is considered to be a spiritual healing practiced by many of the Scandinavian countries also.
Yeah.
Some of which are in the EU and some of which are not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting train of thought, because it really, I was very happy, but I realized for myself that in my own training from Hawaii Otakata, she always emphasized the physical in her speaking, but there was this unspoken part, which was very clear, that it was much more than something physical.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, since the spread of Reiki all over the world, and now there's this huge mass of people who have had and practiced Reiki for over 30 years now, since mm-hmm. her death, I feel that it's kind of common across all practices and all levels of students that people find Reiki as a spiritual practice, but also consider it to be a healing method that's spiritual. So I'm just wondering, can you talk a little bit about the definition of this in your own culture and in this pro Reiki group?
Yes, I can.
Uh-huh.
This was a long time of discussion we spent for this. How can we describe Reiki without occupying us? How can we describe Reiki in a way that the whole society can understand what we mean, even with this undescribable part of spirituality and so. And so we started to describe Reiki as an holistic and health conducive energy coming from the source of life.
Uh-huh.
And this can be activated by initiation. This is also part of our description, and this can be used for personal development. It can be used for activation of self-healing forces inside of everybody, and it can be used for healing of relations, and it, we have a list of examples what Reiki can be used for, and this was really, or is still, a balance to find a definition of Reiki which invites the Reiki practitioners who know what Reiki is, even if they cannot describe it. And on the other hand, to get such a clear description that we can use this to go to health authorities, to go to hospitals and be, look, this is what we understand when practicing Reiki, and it can be useful for you. We can help your patients. We can help your clients, and please let's come to a cooperation.
Uh-huh.
This is the point of this description, and there we are. We have a basic definition, but we are on a way how to communicate it.
Right. Well, interesting. And, you know, I sat on the sidelines also in this, because I wasn't in the discussions. Mm-hmm. Through years of meetings of the Reiki communities in the UK, and they had the same thing where they had years of discussion about how to form a definition of Reiki and then a description of a Reiki treatment that everybody agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that, you know, in some wise person's words, it's not only that they reached a beautiful goal, because I just really love their definition, what they came up with, but mm-hmm. also it was the process of arriving at that definition that was so beautiful, because it allowed the different people who held different practices to come and talk together and find their common ground, which was so beautiful, wonderful. And I'm wondering if that is happening with you all too.
Yeah. Yeah, this was also a very important goal, and is still an important goal for us, to invite different Reiki styles, to invite people who learned different Reiki practices. We had to find the balance to describe our basics as detailed as necessary, but as general as possible.
Right.
This is a balance, and I think we found a good formulation. And you mentioned the UK. It's very interesting, because on our Congress in beginning of May this year, we had invited some guests, and one of them was Dorian Sawyer from the UK Reiki Federation. And she talked about the way how this UK Federation publishes Reiki and is in contact with authorities too. And we are very happy that she was here, because we will exchange this information you mentioned with them too, so we can learn from them how they did this definition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, it's fabulous. And as I said, you know, it's something that everyone has to do on their own, but it's really good to know that other people have done it before you. So it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It can be done.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous. So, I know that Angela, is that how you pronounce her name?
Angela Zellner.
Yeah, Zellner has been on the radio show before, and of course, talking about the experiments and scientific research that she's been involved in. Very, very interesting. And I'm wondering, what place does that have in the Pro Reiki group, if any?
Actually. Yeah. Angela Zellner is our chairwoman in our board. We have a board of four persons. Angela is our chairwoman, and Isabella Petri, who is organizing all these experiments with Professor Ignatov, is our deputy chairwoman. So we have all the competence in our board. And this is, at the moment, the main subject of scientific work with Reiki. But we are looking also for contacts, maybe with hospitals or universities, to get more popularity for Reiki, or more scientific acceptance. So we use this experiments with Professor Ignatov. Isabella is the first person who knows all these details. And on the other hand, we want to go further steps with scientific persons, maybe with universities also, to to include them or to cooperate with them. How can we show what are the effects of Reiki? This is a part of a very important part of our work, to publish scientific results, scientific experiments what show this are the effects of Reiki.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. It seems like you all are really embracing a very a very big field. And I'm wondering, how do people, how can people become members? Or are you invited? Or is it free for everybody? You know?
In general, it is free for everybody. We have some logos, which are remote initiations and channelings. So in our appliance form, we ask for the Reiki education steps, first degree, second degree, master degree, and we ask for personal presence of the masters during the initiations. We ask for providing Reiki information meetings. So we want to invite a lot of people, and we also want to make sure that we have a basic quality if somebody becomes an active member of Pro Reiki. And so it's a balance. So the first, if somebody becomes an active member, we at the moment are 226 active members in Pro Reiki. And this is the first quality check to become a member, but it is very seldom that we do not accept the membership.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite people of different Reiki styles and different Reiki educations who fulfill these basics we defined.
Right. And and how do you find the response of the Reiki community in Germany?
I think there is an openness. There is an we feel that they look on us, and we did our official foundation at the end of the Reiki convention in 2011. You know, Frank Dörres organizing this Reiki convention, and he's part of our foundation group also. And on 4th of July 2011, one day after this Reiki convention, we founded Pro Reiki, and we got a lot of interests already there. And then we sent out via email the application forms and got back a lot. And now we are publishing via our website, proreiki.de, what are our goals, what are our results did we get already? And we sent on the Reiki Festival in Gersfeld 2. We have our own congress. Last year was the first one. This year is the second one, congress. And so, we are just looking how to reach more people. And the Reiki magazine is for sure one medium we use. We have one page in the Reiki magazine to publish what we do, what we are going to do, and what are the results we reached in the Reiki magazine too, and these are our channels.
Wonderful. So I understand that you all had a congress just 2 weeks ago, was that?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And this was in Gersfeld too, was that?
This was in Gersfeld too,
Or Gersfeld also.
Yeah.
To be clear in English. And there's a woman that I know really well, Julia Irina van Kalka, and she's from Berlin. And I had an email from somebody, I don't know, or maybe it was on Facebook, that somebody said, Julia went to this Pro Reiki convention and was somehow recognized. And for those of you listeners who may have this memory of Julia, she... I did interview her. She's in our archive somewhere. And I just wanted to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm. We have two times a year regular meetings of our group of foundation members and of the so-called Rat, what is a council where we speak, what do we have to do, what are our tasks and how do we organize them. And one of the last of these meetings, we decided we would like to invite honorary members to Koreki. And these are people who have a lot invested to make Reiki public in Germany, especially. And one of the proposals was to invite Jule Arena, because she was active for Reiki in the 80s and especially in the eastern part of Germany.
Yes.
And because I also grew up in the eastern part of Germany, I was very interested in her stories. And in the preparation of the Congress, it came to the situations that I was a person who traveled with Jule to Gersfeld and back. I asked her to come with me in my car there. And so we had a lot of time to speak about.
Wonderful.
And so Jule Arena was one of four honorary members which were elected this year from our what is Mitgliederversammlung. I wrote the word. Yeah, it's a meeting of all of the active members who were in Gersfeld.
Right, right.
Jule was one of them.
I see. Wow, how sweet. And who were the others?
And the other were Edith and Horst Günther.
Uh-huh.
You know him too. You know them,
yes,
too.
And, very well.
The fourth one was Don Alexander.
Uh-huh. But is he German?
He isn't a German, but he is in Great Britain, but he did a lot of Reiki works in the last years in Germany.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. And so this was the first step of to get honorary members, and yeah, it was very inspiring to hear their story, to meet them in person and to get their experience over all the years. And yeah, this was, it was one of the most impressive situations in this Congress. Also, wow. One of the highlights. I missed the word.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I think that's a great idea because, you know, it's just so different now than it was in the early 1980s. And I don't know. I always think that I have a niece who's 20 years old, and I sometimes try to talk to her about what it was like to be 20 years old in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult. I mean, it's very, very odd. Like, we didn't have pantyhose back in 1968. And we still wore stockings with garter belts, right? And then we had pantyhose, and now they don't even wear stockings. So it was like she just can't relate, you know, and she can't relate to a world without personal computers and without, you know, cell phones and digital clocks. And I mean, it's just amazing. And she can't relate to a world in which you only made a long distance phone call if somebody were like dying, literally. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just not done because it was so expensive. And that was not something that was a priority to spend your money on, was contact, because you always wrote letters. Mm-hmm. So I think the Reiki world has gone through a very similar change, you know, in where we've come from, and have gone through a lot of our growing up pains. And I really am excited about this movement of people coming together and forming groups that include everybody and has a kind of, you know, priority of respect and finding our common experiences to be more important than our differences.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It was very touching for me to talk with Jule because, as I mentioned, I grew up in the eastern part of Germany, and she told me the stories when she did their first Reiki courses in the eastern part of Germany, in eastern Berlin. And she also talked with very touching words about your support, Phyllis. And the one sentence she told us in the meeting, Phyllis told me, Julian, may you be there where walls have to fall down. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of the most impressive stories Julia told us was when she was in Berlin and the Berlin Wall fell down. And I'm sure her Reiki work in the eastern part of Germany as well in western Berlin was a part of this preparation to make the wall fall down.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I was in Germany at that time during this very day. And my part of the story is that Eula was supposed to come to Wettenbostel, which is just outside of Hamburg, yeah, for a group and that mm-hmm. I was leading. And she never showed up. And, mm-hmm. you know, that wasn't like Eula. You know, and I called her and called her, and she never answered her phone. And finally, on the second day of the workshop, I get this phone call, and she goes, "I've been at the wall. I've been at the wall."
And you couldn't believe.
And she was so excited that she couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
And we had already heard about it, and I assumed that that's where she was, but it was amazing. And my first reaction as an American was to get in our cars, because, you know, Hamburg is not very far, and just go to Berlin. Yeah. And the Germans who were there, there were like, I don't know, about 20-some women, and maybe 12 or 13 of them were German. And they just said, well, we don't have our passes, we don't have, you know, we can't do this, it would be very strange for us to go to Berlin right now. And we had this amazing discussion about it. And I ended up realizing that this was just my American personality that wanted to be a part of this and didn't really care about the possible political ramifications, you know, and the emotional connection that people had with it. And I really got it, that it was this happening that was like about the German soul as a people. Mm-hmm. And I had to slow down and respect that. Yeah. And realize that this was an energetic thing as mm-hmm. well as a physical thing, which was an interesting lesson for me at that time, because, you know, that's what we were all finding out about Reiki right at that very moment, was that it wasn't about just physical, you know, hands-on treatment. It was like there was this energy that was happening that was really effective. And, you know, everybody said, well, let's just sit down and send Reiki. And I said, well, okay. And it was one of my first experiences where I really got that it was possible that the teaching of Reiki that came to Germany in, you know, I think it was 1982 or something like that, had an effect on how all these different people and all this energy came together so that, you know, in this night of nights, you know, they just didn't shoot.
Yeah.
You know, how that happened, you know, nobody really knows even to this day, which I think is wonderful. I've heard lots of interviews from different, you know, perspectives. And, you know, it was basically just this thing that happened energetically. And I have to say that it was really an amazing experience to be in Germany during these weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me in Leipzig, it was 1 month before, the 9th of October was the day where this decision was done. I remember, as it was yesterday, still that there was a big danger that there will be shots and there will be really conflicts and there
right.
will be, and at 6 in the evening in the radio there came there was provided a message from 6 men from Leipzig, and please keine Gewalt was a German word, yeah, don't hurt the other.
Uh-huh.
This was a moment where I felt, okay, it is possible that there will be a solution. I didn't know what solution it will be, but there will be no conflict anymore. And 1 month later, the wall was falling down.
Right.
The very emotional moments. And
very, very emotional. I mean, I still have a newspaper from Hamburg with this headline.
Uh-huh.
And it still brings tears to my eyes even right now.
Yeah.
And I just realized that that's in some way, that's what you all are doing, but in the Reiki world,
mm-hmm.
is taking down the walls. And, you know, I'm working on this, well, I don't like to call it a project, but I'm working through this energy called Reiki Home. And I know that there are organizations and associations and groups of Reiki students all over the world who are doing the same thing. And I just feel that in the last 2, 3, or 4 years, that something has changed. And maybe the culmination of this was, who knows, was in December of last year, when we looked at the Mayan calendar and wondered if, you know, what would change and what would be different. And I would really love to think that the Berlin Wall was not just about Germany, but was a way for us to, all people, to remember that walls are man-made and that we can choose to take them down also.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
And the energy is what allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank you very much for all the energy and time and good thought that all of you have done in Pro Reiki to bring this to some kind of fruition and to be able to start the process happening now in Germany and, you know, in actually, to join this kind of movement that's happening in the whole Reiki world.
Thank you, Phyllis, for the opportunity to provide this information here in this interview.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And I really am happy to be able to, now I feel it inside what you all are doing. And, it's really good. And it reminds me of how powerful the oral tradition is, that there's nothing, you know, I've read a lot about it and I never got it, but in speaking to you, and I feel like in speaking to Isabella, that there will be, you know, there's a laying down of energy that's happening that comes from two people talking, two people having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't, no email or anything is going to take the place of that.
So this is right, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So when's your next conference?
The next conference is next year. We have an annual conference and we will every year do it beginning of May. I think next year starting at 1st of May, and you're kindly invited to come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, what would be very good is if you all could send me, like, the actual dates and where it will be, because it's possible that I can put that in my schedule.
Yeah.
Because right now, this is my planning time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's why we will announce it already now.
Ah! Well, let's wait a week or two, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dieter. I really have enjoyed this. It's been very touching. And, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you, Phyllis, for this time and for the opportunity also to do this work. I'm very happy with this.
Great. Thank you. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.